You're listening to WCOM FM LP Chapel Hill and Carrboro 103.5 on the dial. Focus on Business is brought to you by Close HR Connections. Close HR Connections is helping you build a strategic HR game plan for business success. Their website, closehrconnections.com. Focus on Business is underwritten by Focus Resources. Their website, focusresourcesinc.com. Hello and welcome to Focus on Business. I'm your host, Lee Strickland. Here's a reminder that the comments, views, and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily, and usually, do not represent the opinions of WCOM, its board, and its underwriters. My guests today are two members of Team Roberts, part of the Century 21 Triangle Group's Team Roberts. And Team Roberts are five dynamic individuals: Lee Roberts, David Roberts, Claudia Roberts, Jamie Roberts, and Jody Edwards. And they have had a brainstorm that's going to change how nonprofits get funded. I really believe that. And their brainstorm is what they're sharing with us today, and it's called Donate to Real Estate. When you buy your home or sell your home, your local nonprofits can be supported. I want to thank you, Lee and Claudia, for being on the show today. So start telling everyone what this is, who you are, and how this came about.
Great. Well, thank you, Lee, again, for allowing me to be on this show with you. It's a privilege and an honor, and I thank you for that. We all know, as parents, as people in the community, that there are nonprofits that are phenomenal, that support so many different charities and different things in and around, but they're always in need of funds. What brought this to light was my son's AAU travel ball team, which is a nonprofit, and they needed to have a fundraiser to help support the tournaments and the items that were needed for the
team. The cost of travel, all those kind of things.
Absolutely. And I am one of those people who, when I get a fundraising packet at home with my son, I just write a check and send the packet back with him, because it's just so much easier than the time and the effort that goes into selling whatever those items are. And we'll probably talk about those in a little bit. But the team approached me about doing a fundraiser. We need you to head a fundraiser. We need you to head a fundraiser. And I'm like, well, I'm a realtor, and it's the middle of the summer, and we're busy, and I can't do that. I just don't have the time. So in the kitchen, I was thinking about it, and I turned around, and I told my husband, David, who's also a realtor with Team Roberts, and I said, I've got a challenge for this baseball team. You tell them to send me one buyer or one seller that wants to buy or sell a home. It's part of my work day. I'll market that house and I'll sell it. I'll help them buy a house and we'll go to the closing table. And once we close and I receive my commission check, I will write a check to that nonprofit for the entire amount, and they can go away and leave us alone.
And he said, hallelujah.
No, actually, what he did was he just kind of cocked his head to the side, and he said, you know, you could do that for any nonprofit you wanted to. And I said, well, I gotta eat. And he said, well, I don't mean you have to give them the whole check, but what you could do is you could vet nonprofits, ones that are truly helping the community. And if they send you a buyer or seller, you could donate, let's say, 20% of your profit to them. That's a double tithe.
Your commission, right?
Right. Out of my commission, out of my checkbook, just like I was going to do for this other nonprofit. And thus was born the idea for Donate Buy Real Estate.
Okay.
We actually presented this particular campaign idea to Stephen Votino, who is the owner and president of Century 21 Triangle Group. We also ran this by our real estate lawyer with his blessing, because we wanted to make sure we were abiding by any type of licensing law. Because as a realtor in North Carolina, you can't pay a referral fee to anyone who doesn't have an active real estate license.
Right.
But as an individual, I, Lee Roberts, David Roberts, Team Roberts, I can write a check to any nonprofit organization that I want to.
Right.
And so, I do want to.
So you get your commission check personally, and then each of you and Team Roberts is committed to making that donation then to qualified nonprofits that you've screened. And
absolutely.
Those, how do they come in, and how do you find those nonprofits? Is it the person referring the person selling or buying a house to you that says, well, then I want this to go to this nonprofit? How does this whole thing work? Claudia?
So we actually work with the board members of the nonprofit, introduce ourselves to them, let them know how we can help them, and then we run a campaign basically soliciting referrals from their supporters and members and participants in order to find those home buyers and sellers that are buying and selling anyway.
Right.
And we offer our services to them, and in exchange, they use Team Roberts, and we give a donation to the nonprofit that they support.
So it could be literally any 501c3.
Absolutely.
That's in the area. It could be your son's baseball team. It could be the radio station we're broadcasting from. It could be a veterans group. It could be anybody. And what happens is someone says, I'm the nonprofit. Then we turn back to the nonprofit. You work with them to reach out to their community to say who has the house. They want to buy a house or they want to sell a house. They retain you as their brokers, their real estate people. We go through the normal real estate process.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of it, you get your commission check. And whoever is the realtor of record writes the
donation. Actually, Team Roberts, me.
Okay.
Actually,
okay.
I'm going to take care of making sure that the donation is made. And you're right, that's exactly how it's going to work. We're going to interview that nonprofit and make sure that they align with our moral, ethical beliefs. And then we're going to register them, and at which time we're going to give them a pledge that says, we pledge that if you send us somebody that wants to buy and sell a home, upon first contact, they have to say, hey, you know,
right.
Jane Smith, that's with the Granville Crushers, which is one of the teams we've had sign up,
okay.
Said that if I let you list my house, that once the transaction's over, you'll make a donation to their nonprofit. Is that true? It's absolutely true. So then we sign them up. And
we're not talking $50.
No.
We're not talking the $90, what we were just talking before the show started about somebody selling 180 candy bars and getting $90 and how 180 contacts to sell 180 candy bars. We're talking about 10%, 20% of your commission. What's the average cost of a house that you're selling?
Right.
And what's the average number then that's going to these nonprofits?
That's awesome. We have played with the numbers a lot, but it's going to be 20% of the profit. And we calculate the profit the same way any business would do. There are things that have to come out of the commission, and no commission is set in stone here in North
right.
Carolina. All commissions are negotiable. So what's going to happen is, based on the price of the home, the amount of the commission that's offered. Then from that commission, of course, there are items that have to come out of that, like a franchise fee, and then whatever the commission split is that's been negotiated. But we're still talking about a substantial amount of money. An average home, what, Claudia?
$250,000 to $275,000 in the triangle.
Okay. Absolutely. And based on that number, depending on whether it's a buy or a sale, right, and what the commission rate is at that time, we're still looking at probably somewhere between $800 and $1,500. And
that's going to the nonprofit.
Absolutely.
Doing something that you were normally needed to do in your life anyway.
Exactly.
Buy or sell a house.
Absolutely. And they don't have to go pick up one box of donuts.
And you don't have to knock on your neighbor's door and beg.
No.
You don't see all of these things sitting in your closet that you bought because you couldn't say no to the neighbor's children or the people at work.
It's funny that you say that. I took a chest of drawers out of my son's closet yesterday. I had to make room for some other things, and when I pulled open the top drawer, there were 6 fundraising candy bars in the top drawer.
Right.
Completely unopened. I mean, it wasn't like he stole them and ate them.
Yeah.
Evidently, because the last time he had to bring a box home, I wrote a check for
right.
the entire box and said, go give these candy bars away to the neighbors.
And he stuck them in the drawer and has been eating them for a year.
Yeah.
Good kid. I like that kid.
Yeah, there you go.
But you think about it, because the thing, when anything comes in, the parents dread it, right? Because you're either driving them around or you're sending, you know, your 5-year-old, your 6-year-old, your 8-year-old, whatever. You're not sending them out anymore in this world by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking them door to door. And then you're going into work, and everybody walks in, and everybody knows that there's going to be like 10 times a year that somebody's going to walk in and say, well,
or the break room has all of the fundraising by the wrapping paper, by the candy bar, by the 31, by, and they're all lined up on the break room table.
Now, the one thing I know will not be on the break room table is I saw one of the fundraising things in our area. They were selling mattresses for their fundraiser, and that won't be on the break room table. I'm not quite sure. That one just kind of boggled the mind. But I, and you know, it's
who in the world?
We take so much time to do this. When if we added up our time of driving around, the gas, the hours, the things we could be doing, you're right, it's writing that check. But a $285 check or a $90 check doesn't get most of these campaigns anywhere near what they need. I know we're doing some campaigns. We're trying to raise $25,000 for a Veterans Entrepreneur Education Program for, you know, housing for homeless women, veterans, and things like that. And the numbers you need are like $2,500, right? Or $25,000. How many freaking candy bars did you sell? I mean, just think about it. If I need $25,000, that's 50,000 candy bars.
Exactly.
And that's not, it just does not make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Or just hoping and praying that somebody's going to go and do something, or you're going to sell t-shirts. Well, how many t-shirts can you sell, and how much money do you make from those?
Exactly. And the other great thing about this particular campaign is, and then what we love about it is, this campaign can be run along with any other fundraising opportunity that the particular nonprofit wants to offer. Like, you can do this while you're selling donuts or while you're selling mattresses if you really want to.
But think about it. If you're in a school and there's 2,000 families in that school,
mm-hmm.
I mean, especially in the spring, I mean, it's just like for sale signs pop up faster than the flowers, right?
Exactly.
And so you're sitting there and you're thinking, well, how many people in your school are going to be selling their house or want to buy a house?
Mm-hmm.
And so, 5. Well, imagine 5 times $1,500 for that school.
Exactly.
You're going to be retaining a realtor anyway.
Right.
Exactly. It's not like you're asking somebody to spend money that they weren't going to spend. It's going to be the exact same thing. We're not padding the commission. We're not doing anything. We're just doing our job. And then we're taking part of that profit and we're giving it back to a worthwhile cause. And the great thing is, it can run in, like I said, it can run in conjunction with another one, but this one doesn't have an end. It can run 12 months
right.
out of the year, and it can repeat and repeat.
And that's just the thing, you think about it. It's like, how many people transfer in? How many people are moving into the area? The average cost of the home, maybe between $250 and $275 or whatever it was you said. But think of it the other way. You know, you're in an area where the home sales, you know, the value is $500,000. That's a bigger check.
How many neighborhoods are there here that have homes in the $500,000 range?
There's plenty. And I read an article yesterday or earlier this week that said that there are 65 people moving to the Triangle every single day.
Right.
65.
Wow. And so they got to live somewhere.
They got to live somewhere. We're moving. Well, and people outgrow their homes and things like that. I'm probably with the odd duck because I think I've been in my home like 18 years or something. And I remember when I bought it, I said, well, in 2 years when you're ready to sell, I'm like, I don't quite have that mentality and I have too much stuff. Let's just face it. I don't have kids growing in and all those kind of things too. So the house we have is great. But on my street, I think most of the houses have been occupied 3 or 4 times with new owners in that 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so just knowing that that's kind of a consistent, you sign up as a nonprofit to do this, and all you have to do is have a system in your nonprofit to let your crowd, your community know that this is happening. And I'm sure, I'm confident, because I know Lee and I met Claudia, they have a system that helps you all do this. So
we do.
What do you do with the nonprofits and how do you help them do this, Claudia?
So one of the ways, so we do have a process, and we start out by asking the nonprofit to place a website logo on their website. So it's a link back to us.
The hot link.
It's a link. It's a way to say, hey, Donate by Real Estate is a partner with our nonprofit now. You know, it gives us some legitimacy. And then, of course, that we ask them to provide their logo back to us so that we can use that in some co-branded marketing, making sure that whenever we are talking to their supporters and members and participants that they are aware that we're partnering with their nonprofit.
Right, that you've been validated, that mm-hmm. they're saying this is real, this really happened.
Absolutely.
It's not fly by night, it's not nobody trying to take advantage of you. It's a qualified real estate firm going to be able to represent you, help you get your house sold or find a house. And do you put a description on their website that says what this program is in addition to your logo?
Now, we do have it on our website. We do have a very detailed description of what the campaign is, how we're helping. But of course, you know, different websites for nonprofits have different requirements.
Right.
So we're
right. For instance, like if they have a privacy, we would love if they would give us their people we could email and let them know we're doing it. If they have privacy regulations in place, then we'll just provide them with that introductory.
But they could do a newsletter thing, or you give them the pre-written email for them to send out.
Absolutely,
that's just the normal mode of where we're not asking for people to share emails that they shouldn't be sharing, but they have a proactive thing to go out there and do it
and keep us in front of their people,
right?
Yeah.
Consistently, not just a one-time thing, because you get new donors, you get new people involved, new volunteers,
and you know they forget, and then when they remember, they're like, oh, on it, I forgot. If I had just sent my friend to these people, they would have written a check to the music school that my son attends. Gosh, why didn't I think of that? So we're going to help stay in front of them on a regular basis.
Well, and that's probably the biggest challenge for the nonprofit is to keep track of this new system, right? Because they're used to having a campaign that's short, we do this, and then we go on to the next thing. And since this is perpetual, that's changing the thought process. But as a small nonprofit, I could imagine one house a month in that range, whether it's $800 or it's $1,500, is a huge cash inflow for my organization.
Absolutely. We actually met with 3 nonprofits last Thursday and gave them the information and signed up 2 on the spot. One was the Boys and Girls Club, and they're still thinking about it, but we were able to present that to them, and they were extremely excited about it, and they had just left a photo shoot in Lewisburg because they were presented with a check for $2,500, and that was a big deal.
Right.
And it is. It's a big deal. And it excited us to think about how many $2,500 checks we're going to be able to give to worthwhile causes across the entire state and even beyond.
So do you have any plans to like actively, just proactively go out and identify the nonprofits and say, you know, do a campaign to let them know you're here and that you're doing this? And is it limited to a geographic area, or is it the entire state of North Carolina? What else going on?
So we've actually signed, one of the nonprofits that we signed on last week is a global type of nonprofit. They help across the world with orphans, but they are going to be able to refer us to people across the state. So
right.
We're building our network of agent referrals through Century 21's contacts, of course, and other, because, you know, networking is part of what we do. So building right. that network and across the state is great. We have that network already, but even right. out into...
So do you have your own Donate by Real Estate website? So everyone goes there. Is it contained
Absolutely.
Within the Century 21?
It is. No, we have our own website. It's called DonateByRealEstate.org.
That's BUY by
it
Real Estate.
It is. DonateByRealEstate.org or .com. Either
okay.
one, and it'll land you on our website.
So do you have an application form or something there that the nonprofits could do?
We do. We have a nonprofit registration. It also comes with a memorandum of understanding so that
it spells it out.
Everybody knows what to expect of us, what we plan on providing, and then what we expect them to hopefully be able to do and work with us to do to get it out there and campaign to all of their potential donors. And then we also provide them with a short checklist to make sure that they remember everything okay. that they're supposed to do.
So
you got to do this and this and this and this.
So when they've signed up, they've come through, you've met with them, you've screened them, what do you give them after that? Do you give them business cards? What all happens? Do they get a welcome packet that says,
mm-hmm.
here's postcards, here's all these things?
Absolutely. They get a pack of
Brochures,
just like the one that I provided you. We also have business cards. We also try to sit down an opportunity, sit down a time, a date, maybe perhaps when they're meeting with their board.
Right.
And one of us can go and spend 5 or 10 minutes answering any questions that they have and making sure they feel comfortable moving forward with it. And because people are kind of, it takes them a few minutes to absorb this idea because there's not many
right.
realtors that give their money away. There's just not.
Well, it's true with most people on their money. And there's an old church kind of story I'll share. The pastor had this young man in his church, and he attended regularly, and he was always good about giving his tithe. And when he made like $5,000 a year, when he got to $20,000, he still did it. And over time, his career got successful, and he started making more money, and that tithe started dropping off, right? He wasn't, you know, when he was making $1 million, he wasn't doing the 10%. Maybe he got 1% in the collection plate with his tithe. And so it was really bothering the guy, and so he asked the pastor after church one day, he goes, "Pastor, I need you to pray for me." The pastor says, "Okay, what am I praying for?" And he said, "Well, I've been struggling with this tithe thing." He goes, "You know, when I made a little, the 10% was in, but when that number started having more zeros after it, as I was raising it, then the 10% got to have more zeros after it." He says, "I've been struggling. Will you pray with me right now?" And the pastor says, "Sure." He goes, "Dear Lord, I'm praying now that you'll take him back to that level where he was comfortable giving the 10% tithe." That was not the prayer the young man was expecting. But we do. We struggle a lot of times in doing those types of things, of putting that 10% or that. But it's not just our 10%. We could match it, right, as the homeowner, person buying or selling. But to have our realtor say, "We care enough about you and our community and what you care about," to say, "No, I'm not only going to do 10%, I'm going to do 20% and put it out there."
And that brings up another great thing that we're working on that's still in the works, and it will be an ongoing, and that's partnering with other vendors that we have to come in contact with through the buying transaction.
The bank,
Claudia,
the
like,
lawyer,
tell her about
the inspectors,
the mortgage lender, and what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we're actually networked with a mortgage lender here in the state, Starkey Mortgage, who has offered to, for every transaction, donate $250 that's associated with Team Roberts. So that's an amazing amount added on to, you know, the $800 to $1,500 that we're already able to pledge.
Yeah, just another $250 right on the top of it to that nonprofit. You know, that's gosh, yeah, that's like 100 boxes of donuts.
That's right.
It's 100 but dozen and boxes
you, and you
of donuts.
Think about that, and it's part of your normal transactional mm-hmm. life. It's mm-hmm. it's, you know, and we don't think about how many people actually touch a real estate transaction. You know, land surveyors, mortgage companies, inspectors, home repair, the realtor. You just go
the closing attorney.
The closing attorney, the stagers, you know, whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many people that touch it. If everyone got on board.
Absolutely. And
even
that's
if
our
it
goal.
Was just, even if it was just $50 a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's eight our people goal. With $50 is 400 more on top of that number.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a huge thing. So let's give them the website again and tell them, is there, they click on something there to register. Your website is
Donate by Real Estate, and that's donatebyrealestate.org.
Okay.
And we're also on Facebook at the same name,
Donate by Real Estate.
Okay. So we can be connected there as well.
And so they click on a link, they click on a form.
Scroll to the bottom, and there's a form to fill okay. out with contact information requested.
And so how quickly do they hear back from you? Because I know what's going to happen. It's like, I clicked, I filled it out, I want to start now. And I haven't heard from them. So how quickly will they hear back from you, and how long does the process of screening them and things take?
You know, we're going to try to make sure we get in touch with everybody within the first 24 hours,
okay.
you know, the next business day for sure, and at least make introduction.
Right.
Thank
Say
you
hello,
for their time.
Thank you for doing this.
What's your nonprofit? Tell me about it.
Right.
What nonprofit do you want to register? Talk to them for a minute. If it's an opportunity, we can bring them in to one of our team meetings and just explain to it, because it's pretty short and sweet.
Right.
I mean, there's
really
just,
sweet.
Yeah, it is. And just present it to them. But then we're more than willing to allow them to make an appointment, like I said, to go meet with their shareholders or their board members or whomever they need to get the green light to proceed. And we'll get that scheduled as quickly as they possibly can get us in.
And once we have that agreement to move forward, we're looking to start communicating with their supporters within 2 weeks.
I'm sitting here making notes of groups you have to get in front of.
That's awesome.
So, and that's things our listeners can think about too, is they may not be selling or buying a home, but their neighbor may be. Or they may be in an organization that they just want us to know, say, hey, check this out, go to their website, visit their Facebook page. This is something we want to consider. And so they can reach out, even if they're not the one buying or selling a house.
Absolutely.
But say we have this group over here, or this group over here, or this group of nonprofits meet. Maybe you want to go speak in front of them. And I bet you're not shy in retiring. I think I know Lee well enough to know she'd be happy to go to any of the nonprofit groups that get together in their network of functions and education programs to speak.
Absolutely. I would love to. One of the nonprofits that we spoke to last week, after we just basically told her what our campaign was and what we really wanted to do for the community, she said, I just sold my mother's house in STEM. I had no idea that there was anything like this around. Why isn't there, why hasn't somebody else already done this? And I said, well,
because it's counterintuitive to most people to build in a tithe or mm-hmm. a donation into their business model.
It really is. But I can't imagine doing business any other way. We've always been huge supporters of nonprofits anyway.
Right.
And then to just have the blessing of our brand and the number of people that we realize we can help, it made it a win-win-win.
Right.
And those are the very best kind of things. And because when they refer their friend to us to help them buy a house or buy or sell a house, they're not referring this little boutique firm that doesn't know what they're doing. They are referring award-winning realtors,
right,
from the most respected and recognized brand in the world. The people got to sell their house anyway, so why not use the best to do it?
Right.
My team of realtors, or the realtors across the state, earn a paycheck to support their families, which is important.
Right.
And a nonprofit gets a check.
Well, and think about it. If and we got together because we both had hearts for veterans, and you started the veterans program.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give a call out on that too. I think it's on here. So it's veteranhomespecialist.com. And so you're helping our veterans take advantage of their VA home buying power,
mm-hmm.
Through that program. But let's say I don't have a nonprofit, but I know about your program and I'm going to buy or sell a house. I can come to you and say, do you have a list of veterans? Nonprofits that you could donate this to, right? Could we
absolutely
do something like that?
Absolutely. It does have to, we do have to make sure it's at first contact.
Right.
You know, we can't be about to go to the closing table and then say, oh, by the way, will you give part of your commission check to...
But when I come in and say, I'm a veteran, mm-hmm. and I'm going to buy a home and I want you to help me do it. I'm not necessarily associated with a veterans group, but let's say I want to help veterans entering transition. Or I want to help Wounded Warriors. Or I want to, as long as they've gone through the qualification process to prove that they're a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So we want to start, well, they could start that on the day you start representing them trying to buy a house.
Absolutely.
And reach out to that nonprofit and say,
absolutely.
Let's get you registered because this guy wants to get you a check.
Exactly.
Right?
We don't want our phone just to ring with a nonprofit saying we want you to register. We want our phone to ring with a buyer and seller saying, you know what, we just heard this on the radio. We just heard about this. We think it's phenomenal and we're getting ready to sell our house. Do you have a list of the nonprofits that are already registered with you so I can see if there's one that's near and dear to my heart?
Right.
I mean, absolutely. Why wouldn't we? That's a win-win-win.
Because mm-hmm. we don't want to think it's just the nonprofit has to originate this. It's you and your neighbor
mm-hmm.
saying, okay, I know I'm selling my house in the spring. Let's start talking now. What nonprofit do we want to get registered? What nonprofit that's already on the list do we want to give the money to? But it's the first time I call you, I want to say I want to participate in the donate by real estate.
Right.
Program.
We've talked about it, and there's only like two rules.
Okay.
The number one rule is you have to do it on first substantial contact.
Great.
Because, you know, we're going to have to, we've got to plan, everybody.
Great.
So we need to know that. There can't be a referral fee attached to it. Like, for instance, I get referrals a lot of times from VA lenders.
Great.
Who have a qualified buyer
right.
that they need us to help buy a home. Well, they send those to us, but they have a referral fee
right.
attached to them. So if they already... So
if money's already if money's already exchanging hands for the referral, this doesn't
matter. Right, there's a referral fee attached to it, then it wasn't actually an introduction from the nonprofit. It was
right.
an introduction.
Right, it wasn't a self-introduction.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Exactly. So we have to know that it can't have a referral fee attached to it. It has to be strictly an opportunity to help the nonprofit, and the nonprofit has to be registered with us.
Or a private citizen hears this.
Mm-hmm.
Learns about the program, visits your Facebook page, goes to your website, says, hey, I want to participate. I'm going to be selling my house. Let me call Lee or Claudia or Jamie mm-hmm. or David or Jody.
Yeah, that's right.
And say, we want to do this.
Absolutely.
So when we're thinking about this, it's anywhere in North Carolina, but it could be somebody hears about this and they're getting maybe one of those 65 people a day moving to North Carolina. So they can reach out to you too, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and one of the things that, one of the questions that somebody else asked is, what if they said, man, I would love to do this. I'd love to have money go to my nephew's Taekwondo school in Charleston or in
some other
Charlotte
state, right?
Or somewhere like that, but I'm not buying a house in Raleigh. I'm buying a house in Wilmington.
That's
well,
fine.
Alrighty then. It's still fine.
It's still in North Carolina. Now, if they're buying a house in Charleston, South Carolina, we have an issue.
Well, guess what? We can refer them, though,
okay.
to a very reputable Century 21 agent who will pay a referral fee to our office, and we'll still donate 20% of that
referral fee.
So it's still a great opportunity to help a nonprofit.
Okay, so let's do this scenario. I'm sitting here. My company transfers me, and I know I'm moving to Virginia. I'm going to go to Arlington area. Same thing would apply, right? I could come in here and say, Lee, I heard this. I want to participate. I need you to refer me to a Century 21 office that will participate in this in Arlington, Virginia to help me buy my new home.
Absolutely.
And it works.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Just the same way.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that is absolutely fabulous. And I can just hear all the nonprofits going, I got to hit that website. I got to get to their website. I got to do this. when we think about it, how do we keep it? Because, again, working with nonprofits, even with corporations, when we do something, we think of it as a finite time, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to start on January 1st. I'm going to do something until January 31st. That's usually our New Year's resolutions, right? But when we're doing fundraising campaigns, when we're doing anything, it starts here and it ends here. But this doesn't. It's perpetual. As long as you remember to keep your members aware of it,
and we're going
to get them to understand it, then this is a house sold every month, or two houses, or whatever, right?
Or five.
Or 20. Hey, let's think big.
Exactly.
And so how do you keep them aware? How do you keep them spreading the word as new people come in and out?
So we do have, in the works, we are developing email campaigns, newsletter type of emails that we would either send out to the contact list of each nonprofit or ask the nonprofit to send out to their contact list on our behalf.
And so you're going to give them pre-written copy. Right. It makes their life easy. This is the program. It gives them the description, has the hot links on it. And so if they can't give you permission for you to do it on their behalf, mm-hmm. they can do it themselves, but it's simply cut and paste into their newsletter. Or here's a little article. Or what would be fabulous is these little blurbs of, we got a check for $1,500 from Donate by Real Estate this month because of this house that was sold or this house that was bought. Are you ready to buy or sell, right?
That's one of the things that's on our memorandum of understanding that we're asking from the nonprofit, and that is permission to make a picture with, I have a big fat check. It's so cool. It's one of those, like, the public clearinghouse
checks. I was going to say, some are like on the Price is Right. They give you a great big check, right?
And it's our Donate by Real Estate check, and we write that check out. Of course, we give them a real one to take to the bank, but
it'd be fun to take one that big if it was real.
Except it's dry erase, so they could put a different amount on there and we'd get in trouble. So, but we want to make a picture of them with that check so that they can use it on their... The first check we wrote was to the Granville County Avengers, which was an AAU baseball team, which was my son's team. When I made the challenge, they took us up on it.
Oh, all right.
They sent us a buyer. We helped them buy a home. And I wrote a check to the Avengers for $2,000.
Right.
Well, guess what? We have another one under contract for who? The Avengers. Because when they saw that $2,000 check, they went crazy. They're like, oh, who else is going to buy a house?
Results generate results, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we have a picture of all those sweet little boys holding that check, having the biggest fit at the ball field. It's awesome.
Well, and you think about it, that would be fabulous to present the check on the ball field during a match when the other side they're playing against, win or lose, could win by also participating in the program.
That's
and just think of all the parents thinking, I don't have to sell candy bars, I don't have to drive them around, there's not going to be any Christmas candles or wrapping paper. It's we just have to get the word out to our friends and our family and our community, our church, wherever we're at, to say this exists.
And one of the things, too, that I have been driving home with people and they don't know, I said, is your son's travel baseball team a nonprofit? No, it should be. Right. Is your taekwondo school a nonprofit? It should be. You need to check into it. I mean, there's hoops you have to jump through, and you better than anybody.
Yeah, that's my part of it.
you know how to do that, and that's they need to take advantage of it. So it's really raising awareness about whether or not something should be a nonprofit or not.
But it didn't even have to necessarily be the taekwondo school becoming a nonprofit. It becomes the parents of the kids going to the school creates a nonprofit charity that supports the activities of the kids. And so that there's the money going in. The school itself's not getting it directly. The boosters, right? We always had band boosters and you know, all of those kind of things. And so that kind of organization, whether it's cheerleading, whatever it's traveling, basketball, football, soccer teams, your church group, your
PTAs are nonprofits as well.
Our radio station that we're broadcasting from, it's a nonprofit. Art galleries. There's so many things that are out there that all we have to do is ask, are you a nonprofit? Can you be affiliated with a nonprofit? And then this can turn on the tap. I mean, $2,500 is all one of the women's veterans charities needs here for a year to house a homeless woman, and just one home sale.
That's phenomenal.
That's all it would take.
To house a woman for a year.
To have a room for a homeless veteran is transition. They've got the price they have right now is $2,500.
Do you know how satisfying that is? To me, as a woman and as an individual, not as a realtor, but to know that a campaign like this and me just pulling out my checkbook and writing a check could house a woman for a year.
Great.
That's amazing.
One of our veterans.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, you just think about it, gives you goosebumps. Mm-hmm. It gives you, just thinking about it, because a lot of nonprofits don't have the bandwidth to have, like, they may only be two people in the nonprofit. To raise funds is a full time job. Well, if they're out raising funds, they're not doing their mission, right? Because there's only two of them. Somebody's not going to get served. So they're either raising funds or they're serving their clients. And so if this turns on, when they go out to speak, whenever they're meeting with people, all they have to do is say, pick our group, connect with Lee and Claudia and them at Team Roberts at Century 21 Triangle Group, and this turns on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they could house four women veterans if they got four checks, right? It's those kind of things that we just have to think about, because especially this time of year, you know, we've been getting calls for veterans and that the suicide prevention groups are overtaxed. We've got homeless veterans sleeping in their truck that are disabled. And just, it's just to have those emergency funds that says, if nothing else, I can go to a hotel and get them a room for a few days. But if you don't have the funds, you know, most nonprofits, especially the small ones, are getting by. They don't have a rainy day fund. And so if they're raising the funds to get by, one of these checks is the rainy day fund.
Absolutely. That's sad. But we're excited to be able to hopefully bridge that gap with some of our nonprofits. And again, it's as easy as introducing someone that's going to do something anyway.
Right.
They're going to buy a house. They're going to sell a house. It's just as easy as introducing them to someone who has a heart for nonprofits or for charities or for missions.
For kids, for their church, for a mission group, for the travel for their son or daughter's baseball team, the swim teams.
Our community.
I mean, it's our, helping our neighbors through something that we're doing anyway.
It does. And our motto, perhaps you could call on the inside of our brochure, says, we believe in the power of community and empowering neighbors to help one another. Together, we're better. Together, we do more than survive. We thrive.
And it's just a referral. I mean, that's for something your neighbor starts talking about selling their house. Or I'm wanting to buy another one. And it's just simply saying, hey, you got to hear about this program. You need to call them. And I know I'm going to be on the radio station to list as a nonprofit with you guys.
Awesome.
Because it just makes sense. Because I know small groups that are not, let's say, professionally managed, that don't have full-time staff, the radio station itself is all volunteer. Right, so to run a campaign really takes a chunk of time out of everyone that's volunteering's time, and then again, it's 250 boxes of donuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get the number. Well, just a set of headphones or just any of the equipment that you need in the radio station is not inexpensive, and so you know it might be 10,000 boxes of donuts.
Claudia and I just had a blast with this when we were brainstorming about it. And buckets of cookie dough was it?
Oh no. So we have some comparisons.
Okay,
we
got and these are how hilarious, but they're staggering.
How much you need to sell of each type of these popular fundraising items in order to raise just $1,000.
Okay.
We've heard us say 250 dozen donuts, which is equivalent of about 8 stories.
If you stack them.
225 gallons of popcorn.
Wow. That's a movie theater for a week.
At least.
Absolutely.
Right? 2,000 candy bars. 175 buckets of cookie dough.
I mean, and you think, I wonder how many mattresses.
I don't know.
Because you understand why organizations are looking for something different to do, right? Because everybody's getting candy bars, everybody's getting wrapping paper, everybody's doing the same thing, and people are, no matter how much they love your child, there's only so many times somebody can buy luminaries, gift wrap,
magazine
subscriptions.
It's embarrassing to ring that doorbell and ask again.
And everybody walks into your break room at your office and just says, I'm sick. Because it's just like you just want to run from all the things.
Maybe I didn't need that coffee so much anymore.
Right.
Exactly.
But you can understand why everybody's trying to get more and more creative, but it's still the same model, right? Because it's asking somebody, and you might need a mattress. I mean, that's every 8 years or whatever they tell you to do. But when you think about it, focusing it on transactional, on something that we do in our lives as a normal course of getting a job transfer, our family is growing, you bought the starter house, now you have two kids, you're busting at the seams, you need a bigger house, somebody dies in your family and you need to sell the family home, you want a second home at the beach or in the mountains, all of those fall into this transactionally as things we were doing anyway. It doesn't change our price, it doesn't change the cost of what we're doing, it just is part of the process. It's transparent. It's just there and it's going to happen. All we have to do, though, is say, I'm getting ready to buy real estate. I want to donate by real estate.
There you go.
Right? You got to put that word in front of it.
I want to donate by real estate. That's right.
So donate by real estate, BUY.com or .org. The nonprofits can get there, start having a conversation with you about becoming listed.
Absolutely.
Anyone listening that wants to buy or sell a home anywhere in North Carolina, well, anywhere really, that Century 21 is, which is pretty much the world, can contact you and talk about what they're going to do. But they need to tell you up front that they're coming in because of the Donate by Real Estate program, and they heard it from this nonprofit, or they heard it on the radio, or however. Mm-hmm. And at that point, then they're going to start the process of they're buying or selling a home to make a donation to a nonprofit.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
It's
just that easy.
Anything else that we want to share? This is the time to share. So any tips on the actual getting ready to buy or sell? What do they need to do from the real estate standpoint? Because I know when I did it, I didn't have the best realtor. I didn't know Lee back then. I didn't know Claudia. And so it can be intimidating, especially if somebody's going to be a first-time buyer. They're a veteran. They want to use their benefits. What kind of tips can we give them in the last few minutes to say, think about this before we...
I'll do buy and you do sell. You want to?
Well, I have a list.
Okay.
Top 10 things you can do.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. You can add some more.
I have a list.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, here's number one. Call Team Roberts, and then we'll do the other 9.
I love it. That was just the best line of the day, Claudia.
Absolutely.
I want to thank Lee Roberts and Claudia Roberts of Team Roberts at Century 21 Triangles Group for being on the show and sharing their innovative Donate by Real Estate program. So that's donatebyrealestate.com or .org. Check it out. And remember, when you call them to buy or sell your house, tell them, do you want to donate by real estate? And thanks for being on the show. And everyone, thanks for listening. And until next time, stay focused on the important things.
You're listening to WCOM-FM 103.5, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. You've been listening to Focus on Business, brought to you by Close HR Connections, helping you build a strategic HR game plan for business success. CloseHRConnections.com. And Focus Resources, your consulting firm for startups, turnarounds, and growth. FocusResourcesINC.com. You're listening to WCOM-FM 103.5 LP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, your community radio station. Do you want to get involved with community radio? WCOM-FM is always looking for people to get involved. We're 100% volunteer radio station. Want to provide financial support? Visit our website, wcomfm.org, and click on Donate. Want to volunteer with the station? Reach out to our chairman of the board, Art Menes, and you can find his contact information on the website. Want to have your own radio program? Contact the station and learn how you can do a volunteer DJ or hosting program. We're looking for you to get involved. You're listening to WCOM FM 103.5 Chapel Hill and Carrboro, your community radio station. Get involved. We want you here at the station. This is Lee Strickland of Focus Resources with today's Focus Point. I've been sharing over the past several weeks how important it is to know the problem you solve and the market you're pursuing. That's your potential customer base. And the more you know about your customer, the more you understand what it is that you do for them, the more they're going to want to buy from you. They want to know the benefits of your product or service to their lives or business. They want to know if you save them time or money, or you make them money. They want to know if you can help them project a certain image, or are you going to eliminate some pain that they have? How are you going to help them transform their lives with your product or service? The better the story you can tell about how people's lives or businesses will look after working with you, the better your market message is going to be and the more customers you're going to have. That's today's Focus Point. For more information on developing your core, go to FocusResourcesINC.com and click on Focus Points. Hi, this is Lee Strickland, host of Focus on Business, which airs Tuesdays, noon to 1, on WCOM FM 103.5 Chapel Hill and Carrboro, your community radio station. I want to ask, do you know the history of community radio and the history of WCOM? Well, back in 2000, the FCC created the low-power FM station, which enabled small stations to come into existence to serve about a 5-mile geographic area. And with that concept of the 100-watt station, nonprofit community radio was born. It wasn't long after that that we got our license and we got our call letters, WCOM, and we went on the air. So in June 2001, just 18 months after that first concept of a community radio station, WCOM was born. So we've been on the air almost 16 years. And so we're hoping that you're going to keep us on the air another 16 years or more. We're your community radio station. We're all volunteer. We're supported by our volunteers, our donors, and our underwriters. If you'd like to become a donor, an underwriter, or a DJ or show host, go to our website, WCOMFM.org, and get involved, become a donor, and learn more about the history of community radio and WCOM. Keep us on the air because you care, and we're your neighbors.